You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
BO Play's H4 wireless cans bring primo sound at a bargain. Kinda. By Tim Moynihan. A couple of years ago, the luxurious leather-wrapped Bang & Olufsen BO Play 8.7s were our favorite Bluetooth headphones. The over-ear 8.7s sounded as gorgeous as they looked, and they even smelled great. The problem, if anything, was the price. At $400, the 8.7s weren't the cheapest options by any means. And while the new $300 BO Play H4s aren't exactly bargain bin cans either, they offer nearly the same roster of specs as the H7s for $100 less. Depending on your taste, you may find they look better than the higher-priced H7s, too. The headphones are lighter than the H7s, even though it's clear BO Play didn't skimp on materials. The duotone aluminum and stainless steel skeleton is wrapped in lambskin leather, so rest assured they should still smell pretty good. Battery life is roughly the same, with 19 hours of listening per charge as compared to the H7's 20-hour rating. You can use the H4s with a wire or without it, as the headphones come with a detachable 3.5mm cord. They've got the same BO Play sound signature as the H7s, as well as the same size 40mm drivers. They should be less finicky to control, too. While the H7's right ear cup was a big old touch-sensitive pad, the H4s go with dedicated buttons for navigating music, adjusting volume, controlling playback, and pairing to devices. One trade-off is that these lower-priced cans don't have support for the high-quality aptX audio codec that improves the sound of the tune streamed from your phone. If you've got the money, you don't need any patience. They're up for sale on the BO Play website and shipping immediately.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.